I'm Allie Grayman, the founder of the Grayman Method. I am one of the original coaches to help people fully recover from OCD, and after years of experience and thousands of clients, my message to you is still the same. You can fully recover from OCD. On this channel, I show you how. But before we start, I just wanted to remind you that I do daily OCD recovery videos, and if you don't want to miss one, hit the subscribe button now. Let's talk about three things you must do to survive a bad OCD day, or really that you should be doing any day when you are dealing with OCD. Number one, no matter how bad the thoughts, images, feelings, sensations are, as soon as you wake up, you're gonna get up from the bed. Do not let yourself ruminate. And this goes for when you're ruminating in a bed, when you are ruminating on the couch, and any other spots where you are sitting still and ruminating. So that's number one thing. Get up from the bed. Don't let yourself isolate. Don't let yourself be alone. Those are additional things, right, to the first one. Number two. Make sure that throughout the day you are staying busy. The way I looked at it when I was going through recovery is, well, it's already bad. I'm already feeling bad. I might as well at least be productive. That way, at least stuff gets done. And then on a better day, I can actually not be so busy. Right. So if you had things that you needed to do that you never have time for, or that you always keep putting off, it's already a bad day. You might as well do them and get them out of the way, which will keep you busy and keep you focused at least somewhat away from your OCD, away from the computer or phone, away from Reddits and Googles, away from all of that. Number three. Stay socially active, if at all possible. Everybody's situation is different. But the more you're showing your brain normalcy, again, through not isolating, through being busy, not overly busy, but busy, and through being social, you're saying to your brain, hey, everything is normal. There's nothing wrong. And when people are talking to you about their everyday life stuff, they're asking you questions, they're sharing their, you know, whatever's with you, then maybe you guys can go out, do something, go to the mall, go to stores, get some errands done, right? All of that will pull you away from what you are dealing with, take you out of your own head and kind of focus on them, which is going to be massively helpful. So do those things every time you are feeling bad. I'm telling you, it's going to make a difference. Now, the flip side of this, what's the worst possible thing to do? Is to isolate, not talk to anybody, stay in bed, ruminate all day in bed while going on Reddit and Google. Don't do that. That's a bad idea. Okay? And I can pretty much guarantee you that if you do that in the course of a day, next day is going to be worse because you just powered up your OCD to the nines, to the tens, right? I hope you find my videos helpful. Subscribe if you haven't. If you would like to book a talk with me to set up an action plan specifically for your situation, all the information, as always, is on youhaveocd.com. I'll see you tomorrow.